Welcome to The Inspired Author. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a serious girl boss, and a passionate young adult author and mentor, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your journey, I invite you to join me and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and creative passions, then I think you found the right place. It's time to get inspired. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and Merry Christmas. I can't believe I am saying that. It is Christmas. I just can't even believe that another year has come and gone. And before I get sappy, or before I start talking about all the amazing things that have happened this year and start reflecting, today isn't about that. Today is about being grateful and thankful and loving and just remembering all the amazing things that are in our lives. So I want to encourage you guys today to be grateful. Just like Sesame Street used to teach us, the word of today is gratitude. And today I want to give you just a little clip of all the amazing benefits of having a grateful heart and how it can absolutely improve your life. There are so many benefits in your life for being grateful and things that you may not have ever even realized. And I remember coming across The Happier Human, and it's thehappierhuman.com. You can definitely go check it out. It's an absolutely amazing page and it's just so uplifting. But they have an article on their website about the 31 benefits of gratitude that you didn't even know about and how gratitude can change your life. I've been talking about gratitude for a very long time and I am going to continue to talk about gratitude for a very, very long time. But I want to highlight a couple of them because this time of year, having our family and friends close by and tapping into exactly what we should be grateful for, the things we should be recognizing in others and in our own lives. So I'm going to just call out a couple of these that I found on their website. And it truly changed my outlook when I read this article. So I definitely suggest that if you are interested, if you have a few minutes, go check it out, thehappierhuman.com. It's amazing. But I am going to go through a few of these benefits, and they range from emotional to social to career, health, personality, and at the end of the day, it all factors down to one thing. It makes you a happier person. Showing gratitude in your life makes you happier. So it's actually scientifically proven that 5 minutes of gratitude journaling a day can actually increase your long-term well-being by more than 10%. 10%, you guys, like that doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could be 10% happier, it's going to change so much of your outlook and how you see other people and how they see you. So gratitude actually helps develop our personality. When you are grateful, you're happier. You're more optimistic. You care about the material things less. You're more spiritual, more connected to that spiritual light. You're less self-centered because you're seeing the good in everything around you. And you have more self-esteem because you can recognize the amazing things going on in your life. Gratitude actually helps you sleep better. It improves your mental health, which ultimately actually improves your physical health and well-being. So in a way, gratitude actually keeps you healthy. It helps us bounce back when things are hard. Gratitude releases the feeling of envy. And again, going back to power of intention, law of attraction, when we let go of those negative feelings and focus on the positive and the light, we're going to call more of that into our lives. So if you release that envy and you're grateful for what you have, you're going to be calling in more positivity and more light into your life. And lastly, gratitude improves your productivity. So with every health benefit aside, with every reason you have to be grateful, I want you to turn off this podcast. I want you to go be with friends and family. If you aren't with friends and family today, and I know what that's like, this time of year can be so hard when you are by yourself. And even if you have loved ones that are only a phone call away, being alone on this day or at this time of the year is so challenging. But let me just say that I'm right here. And if you are alone today, I would love if you just want to send me a quick DM, a message, an email. I will definitely tell you how cared for you are and how important you are and how grateful I am that you're in my life. But remember to be grateful, and not only for the loved ones that you have who are sitting beside you right now or just on the other end of a phone, but be grateful for everything you have in your life. Be grateful for the year that you had. And even if this year was so challenging, remember that every one of those challenges is making you stronger. It's making you wiser. It's giving you an arsenal of tools to be able to use when troubles come back up in the future. Because if you've gotten through it, even if you haven't made it all the way through it, but you're rounding the corner, remember that every one of those tools, every one of those experiences is only going to make you a stronger and deeper person. And you are going to have those experiences to fall back on and know that you've gotten through it and you can get through anything. So be grateful for the roadblocks and the stumbles and the challenges that you've had this year. Be grateful for a roof over your head, for a passion, for the ability to be listening to this podcast right now, whether you're on a computer or a phone or an Alexa. Be grateful that you have that opportunity. Be grateful for food on the table, laughter, friends, and family. That's all I'm going to have for you guys today. I do hope you have had the most amazing Christmas. I know that for me, it has just been quiet with me and my husband, but it has been memorable. So I can't wait to talk to you guys again tomorrow. With the new year just around the corner, there's going to be so much time in the next week to start getting your ducks in a row and planning. For today, I want you to slow down, relax, and enjoy it. Because today is what memories are made of. No matter what that memory is, no matter who you're with, make today count. I'm going to talk to you guys again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Author Samantha Davidson or on Twitter at Author Samantha D. I look forward to seeing you again very soon, and until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.